This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest name from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names that should live in your heart and in your mind and in your soul during these last 10 days of Ramadan is the name of Allah Al-Afu. Al-Afu subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who pardons and forgives. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, Ara'aytu in waqa'tu laylat al-qadr. She said, Ya Rasulallah, do you see, if I was to catch laylat al-qadr, if I live and I witness laylat al-qadr, what should I, bima ad'u, what dua should I make? فالنبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught her a dua. And the dua was, Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbul afu, fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are al-afu. This dua, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is teaching us that the name of Allah, al-afu, is the name that is supposed to be living in your heart during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Al-afu, Allahumma innaka afu. Oh Allah, you are al-afu. You are the one who pardons. You are the one who forgives. Wal-afu, the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-afu. Is much more than his name Al-Ghafoor. The name of Allah Al-Ghafoor refers to the fact that he covers one's sins. But the name of Allah Al-Afu, it refers to the fact that Allah not only covers the sin, but he completely wipes it away. There is a complete erasing of the sin. Plus, you are not questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. As a result, you are not punished for it on the Day of Judgment. Also, the name of Allah Al-Afu, if you were to earn عَفْوُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, if Allah Azza wa Jal was to pardon you, then that means also, in addition to the sin being wiped away, the consequence of the sin is wiped away as well. You know, sometimes when we commit a sin, there is a consequence. A person might commit a sin and it could cause him depression. It could cause him a loss of knowledge. It could cause him things. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, if this person was to seek Allah's forgiveness, it could be covered. This sin could be wiped away. But the consequence of the sin, the depression, the loss of knowledge could stay there. Ismullahi al-Afu, the name of Allah al-Afu. If you were to earn Afwullahi Azza wa Jal, then this means the sin is gone, the consequence is removed. You're not questioned about it on the Day of Judgment, and you are not punished for it on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. And this is what we want. And this is the grand prize of Ramadan, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in many ahadith, that at the end of Ramadan, the grand prize is a complete forgiveness of sins and being freed from the fire. So in this dua, we're saying, Allahumma innaka afu. We're acknowledging that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who forgives. Tuhibbul afu. Allahu Akbar. You love to pardon. You love to forgive. I ask you a question, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Who do you know in this life that stands there and announces to the world that he loves to forgive? There is no one. There is no one on earth that has an innate nature to love to forgive anyone who wrongs him. Allahu Akbar. So live with this praise here. Tuhibbul afu. Allah loves to pardon. Allah loves to forgive. So the only thing missing here in the equation is you running to Allah Azza wa Jal's afu. Is you begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pardon and begging for his forgiveness and his mercy. Tuhibbul afu. No matter, my brothers and sisters in Islam, no matter what your past was, no matter what you have wasted of Ramadan until now, no matter how your relationship with people was in the past, all of this could be forgiven if you were to extend your hands to Al-Afu subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him to pardon you. And from the name of Allah Al-Afu, if you want him to pardon you and forgive you, then go and pardon and forgive those you have wronged. Forgive them and ask for their forgiveness as well. Tuhibbul afu. And then finally, the question comes, fa'afu anna. Pardon. Pardon us. Forgive us. Wipe away our sins. Clean us from our sins. Purify us from our sins. Fa'afu anna. You see this verse, anna, us. It is teaching us the importance of brotherhood in Islam, the importance of unity in Islam. You're not only asking Allah to forgive you, but forgive my brothers and my sisters around me. Forgive my parents, my father and mother. Forgive my children, forgive my wife, forgive my husband. All of this is important. فَعْفُ عَنَّا. You're asking for everyone around you that Allah Azza wa Jal forgive them. So this is the dua of Laylatul Qadr. This is the name that is supposed to live in your heart during Laylatul Qadr and these last 10 nights. Ismullah al-Afu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy upon us, to forgive us for our sins, for our shortcomings. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us out of Ramadan from our sins as though newborns. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.